Pursuant to wide galactic conversion to the decimal system, the bank distributed new issues of money. These upset Chrissy considerably. The coins and banknotes looked even less like Johnny. She went on for some days about how they looked even more like a Salachi and even less like Johnny. But Johnny didn't tell her he had carefully maneuvered things in that direction. These days, he could walk right down a street and hardly anybody pointed. A couple more issues, and no stranger would know him on sight at all. The bank in Snotch never did return their gold. When they built the huge new bank complex there, they put the gold behind armor glass in the main lobby with a multi-language sign on it. This gold was mined personally by Johnny Goodboy Tyler and some Scots. He has left it with us because he trusts us. So can you. If you start your new account today, you can reach through a slot and touch it. When Johnny wanted some gold to plate the inaugural display model of a new teleport car Desperation Defense was now converting to build in Chattavaria, Dwight had to go to the Andes with a team of the old crew and open up a mine there to get it. After the surveys on what people wanted were done by the bank, as Johnny suggested, the conversion of ex-arms companies to consumer products went very swiftly. Few of the intergalactic patents were in any demand for a while. They found the people on civilized planets wanted pots and pans and such like, all of which were easily made and quite profitable. The original emissaries were now becoming very wealthy and powerful and backed Johnny's measures to the limit, even guiding their countries towards social democracy. Johnny seldom attended their conferences, but they often rushed dispatch boxes to him to get his opinion on something. As they often told each other, anti-war was the most profitable venture they had ever heard of. The Hoven Commercial Intelligence Service circulated a secret report on the 28 platforms without knowing it had been planted on them by the Galactic Bank. They had been chosen for the leak because they were the most infiltrated intelligence service in any universe. The report was rapidly and secretly relayed all over the galaxies. It alleged that the original 28 had been increased to 53 to allow for new nations, and that the platforms were actually located in the 17th universe. The report created a new flurry of anti-war, but it also created astrographic turmoil as it upset the stable datum that, as the number 4 when squared made 16, there could only be 16 universes. Immediate action resulted. Several scientific bodies began searching, not necessarily to find the firing platforms, but to see whether there was a 17th universe. The Democratic Royal Institute of Chattavaria did find an additional universe, but since it was just forming and had no evidence of sentient life in it, and since there was no trace of anything to put platforms on, it concluded it must be the 18th universe. The 17th universe, containing the platforms, remains undiscovered to this day. And as Johnny sometimes told himself, this was not hard to understand. It was in his head. He never built the platforms. MacAdam had told Johnny that quite a few of the old Intergalactic Mining Company reserve planets, even though habitable and currently uninhabited, were a drag on the market. So Johnny, by special Salachi couriers from his own staff, secretly informed original emissaries that these planets were untargeted, informing individual emissaries of different groups of planets on the list. They promptly made deals with the company and then rushed the planets into the real estate market with the slogan, "Enjoy peaceful, untargeted, suburban living." And they made more vast fortunes for themselves and their friends. They really swore by Johnny. Peace was one of the most profitable discoveries ever made.